show God's love. Now, I don't know if you realize this, but God doesn't show up on CNN and Fox and MSN and Twitter with just a message for us, okay? We have the Bible, and then we have people. We are a reflection. When you look at the scriptures and it talks about representing God, to represent him to others. Now, it doesn't mean that you gotta wear a sign and dress weird and act weird. It means that in your daily flow of life that you show love to others. And that could be hard. I know for some of you, it might come easier. To others, it's harder. But when you're in the business world and you're in building a life and when you're accomplishing a lot, we can be really task-oriented and task-focused. That's a good thing. We should lead with excellence. That's honoring God with our gifts. But there's another part, and that is we're in the people business. Life is about people. It's about community. And the world needs love. So God's love is going to be reflected by who reflects it. So I'm not saying that we can't ever feel it in a moment in a worship service, but how would the world look if we took that to heart, that it's like be completely humble and gentle, patient, bearing with one another in love. And we got this thing, all of us have this thing. It's this nagging thing inside of us, and it's called selfishness. And I heard this definition of selfishness. I'm going to read it to you. It's not in the book. It's a little bonus here, but this is what it means. Just a love for things that only enhance my script and help my life. That's selfishness. And that's an unhealthy way to exclusively live your life, because you will live alone. You will not accomplish much. And you, when you come to the end of your life, you will realize that the value and the greatest value in life, besides the Lord and the best and worst things in life, is people. And I'm not saying this is easy. I'm saying that God has anointed you and me to represent his love to other people. So what is love? Here, I love this. There's another definition I'm going to read to you, but it's a steadfast, sacrificial zeal that seeks the true good for someone else. So what does it look like in my day-to-day? It means that I show these things. It's part of my life. I have a balance here. It doesn't mean that I just walk around like kumbaya and I'm just loving and giving things to everybody. But it does say the way that I treat, even if I have to correct somebody, even if I have to do something hard, if I'm running my company and I need to cut off a contract, I lead with love with everything I do, with my kids. You know, when you think about discipline or having a tough conversation, learning to lead with love. Again, you are building habits. Right now, you respond in life based on a habit, based on a thought, based on how you understand something. What does it mean? It means that it's the knowledge I stand under. That's how I live my... So if it's not giving you the results that you want, or you're not expressing that balance of love in your life, and let me say this really quick. This can be really hard too, even for sometimes the people closest to us. Because you can take it for granted. You can take family members for granted. And I know that it's not always easy, but lead with love. Look for a way, because God put you here partially is to express his love and represent that to others. Make this world different. If you get down to the end of your life, did you know, like, hey, your life mattered, and it mattered in a God way too. I can't wait to see you tomorrow.